Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, these are the 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Number 10, put some music on. Do you do that?
No.
I don't either. I have stages where I do, but I don't.
But we all wake up so early and we don't live alone, and it's like, right. Can't be
yes.
Jamming out.
Well, I do headphones sometimes.
Oh, true.
But I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't, but I have before in stages. Have a glass of juice.
No.
No.
The only thing I have first thing in the morning is water and then coffee.
I have those things called Celsius drinks. They're clean. Those are pretty good. They get some little caffeine in them. Number 8, exercise. Again, a phase.
Yeah, I did that once.
It's miserable.
Once.
And I have friends who will wake up and listen, early's relative to everybody.
Exactly.
I have friends that will wake up and work out before they go into work. They choose. And like, I like to work out at, this is what they say, I like to work out at 4:30 because then I just have it done. And I can spend the rest of my day I'd be so tired. And I wouldn't want to wake up that early. But I've had a phase. I don't do that anymore. I'm 0 for 3 so far. Go for a walk. No, nope. Not in the morning. Open a window.
Nope. Should we?
Do some stretching.
Sometimes.
Okay. Maybe if I feel tight. Now that I wake up and I'm 42, my Achilles tendons are always so tight, and I always limp out of bed. Yeah. Caitlin's like, why do you walk like you're 80? I'm like, well, my Achilles tendons are maybe about 80 years old. They're that of an 80-year-old man.
Occasionally, I get out of bed and do, I think it's warrior pose, maybe? I don't know why that's just the one.
What is that?
It's like a lunge, but you put your arms out, but everything, it stretches everywhere and just like, I don't know, gets me going.
Number 3, force yourself out of bed as soon as your alarm goes off.
Yes.
Yes. That's, Eddie?
Are you
still doing that?
I'm still working on it.
No.
What do you mean?
Have you snoozed?
I've snoozed once.
But working on it is progress.
But he didn't care anymore,
Whoa,
I can tell.
Oh, I've snoozed once. Once during the weekend, then once during the week.
Yeah, see.
Now it's twice.
So maybe
well,
twice
you have
total.
To commit.
Take a hot shower.
No, I take cold.
Wow. You do?
Oh,
yeah,
cycle.
I'm cold shower girl all day long in the morning.
I can't take a cold shower.
Yes, because it just feels, first of all, I don't know, it just wakes you up and it just feels so good.
It does, but it doesn't feel good. Cold showers remind me of either after football practice because we had no hot water,
mm-hmm.
or church camp when we had no hot water.
Yeah.
And you would just kind of put your shoulder in it and then take all the water and rub it on your parts. Oh, that's miserable. And number 1 is drink coffee.
Yes.
So, I don't drink coffee, but I do a little bit of that Celsius stuff.
Do you make your own coffee?
I do.
And yeah. Anything special with it?
I mean, I mix it with almond milk, and that's my thing. I've been doing iced a lot lately. I used to do it hot, but as we get warmer, I roll iced, and it's my favorite part of waking up, actually.
Then what is your tip to waking up? Everybody can share their quick tip. We have to wake up really early. What is your tip to waking up in the morning?
Once it goes off, there's no, it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, up. Like, my 5-second rule, I got it from Mel Robbins, and it's non-negotiable.
So you get up, and
you
then...
just get up, make your bed right away.
Oh, you make your bed right away.
Yes.
Okay.
Got that from Admiral McCraven.
Whoa.
Now, I think that's like a Bart Simpson prank call. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that that's a person, but it is.
He is. Okay. Yes. He was in charge of the Osama bin Laden mission.
Okay.
And when my husband was in the Air Force, he was in a joint unit where that was, I've been to his house. Remember, I think I told you, I didn't even know how important he was at the time. But
is it the guy you clogged up his toilet?
What?
Oh, no, hilarious.
I made that up. That's just a funny thing.
Yeah, just hypothetical.
That's just a funny thing.
Anyway, he gave it years later. I watched a commencement speech he gave on YouTube, and that was one of the things that he said is make your bed every day.
Mine is I got dogs, so I let them out immediately, and I make sure to feed them, water them, and by the time I get all that done, I'm pretty good because they're just kind of a pain in the butt in the morning. So that's my wake up, my key to waking up. Eddie?
I go outside and check the temperature.
You do?
Walk outside. I'm like, ooh, it's kind of cold today. All right, go back in, take a shower.
Wow.
What if it's just medium and there's
walk outside guy.
In your underwear?
Yeah, in my underwear. I wear boxers, but yeah.
You like stand there.
It's like little shorts.
Look into the world.
Shirt on or off?
Shirt off.
Oh, and your gosh. Neighbors can see you?
I'm in the backyard. I don't think so. Maybe some.
Lunchbox, your key to waking up?
Is I brush my teeth, and then I calculate what time can I take a nap today. And I got that from Sergeant Sleep.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Admiral right. McRaven is real.
Yeah.
Sergeant Sleep.
All right. Well, here we go. Welcome to Thursday's show. Hey, later on, the Cadillac 3 will be by, and they will perform. Love them. They're so good live. They're going to perform in our studio. So you guys hang out for that. All right, this is an interesting mailbag, and I'm going to read it as it was written to the show. And I think, I don't know, maybe you could put two and two together, but this is not any of us. This is an email that we got. I'm going to read it now.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
All right. She says she's going to change a few details for the protection of those involved with the show. So as I read this, apparently some details have been changed. Hello, Bobby Bones. I watch a TV show every morning. It's fairly unique. The hosts are a bunch of friends that chat, play games, and interview famous people. It's great for the most part. There's one host. We'll call him Dinnerbag. He is annoyingly rude. He's so rude to his coworkers, I wonder how he can actually be friends with them in real life. Now, I love sarcastic humor. My friends and I enjoy roasting each other, all in good fun. But lately, Dinnerbag has been so obnoxious that I have to turn the TV show off. I listen while my kids in the car, and I don't appreciate them hearing the constant nastiness. Recently, one of the hosts, we'll call her Mimi Black, has a unique career opportunity. I love hearing most of her coworkers cheering her on, but Dinnerbag just continually cutting her down isn't funny. This is not the type of behavior or values that we promote in our family. So my question is, do I keep listening even though Dinnerbag's antics... Oh, they said listening, but they meant watching.
Uh-oh, the slip there.
I got a feeling they're talking about our show. Do I keep listening even though Dinnerbag's antics set a terrible example for my children and leave me feeling personally aggravated? Or do I start watching another TV show in the morning with better values, even though it may not be as entertaining? Signed, Bummed Out B-Team. So, there's this... I think Dinnerbag is probably Lunchbox.
I would think so.
Oh, you think that's about me?
Mimi Black is Amy Brown.
Mimi Black.
Oh, I get it now.
So she thinks that you're way too negative. If we're putting
And that it's bad for her kids?
Mm-hmm. What do you want to say to that?
I don't think I'm negative at all. I think I'm honest, and some people have a problem with honesty. You want everything to be sugar plums and rainbows and butterflies where everybody just says, oh, everybody's great, you're wonderful. When in reality, that's not the truth of the world. There's things out there that, you know, you got to prepare your kids for. So you're going to hear bad things in the world.
So you're saying you are preparing her kids for the use of the world?
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm...
The bad...
No, reality of the world. Oh. Not everything is just butterflies and rainbows.
You said that, sugar plums.
Sugar plums.
Yeah. Sugar plums and lollipops. That's what I'm saying. Like, just because you think I'm negative, I'm more just honest. What do you want me to say? Amy's a great actress. Then I'd be lying to her. Like,
yeah,
you
I wasn't
want me to
asking
say,
for that ever.
Yeah, no one was asking. So what she's referring to is Amy got a job having a small part in a movie. And she went and shot it, but Lunchbox was extremely jealous. And Amy didn't take it from Lunchbox.
Mm.
They just came and asked for Amy specifically.
That's they right. definitely needed a female. Like, my scene is in the women's bathroom. Like, there's no...
I've been in the women's bathroom.
There's no way around it.
It's a different movie.
It,
yeah.
So.
It's a different crime. So what do we do about this? Amy, what's your thought to this email?
I mean, I think that she can still listen, but what I would do is just have a conversation with my kids and be like, hey, look, this is a perfect example of, yes, what is out there in the real world, and there are people that tend to be this way, but we're just going to continue to be kind in our house. And
wait,
Lunchbox more as an example of like what not to do.
But you could also say this is what we call humor. Lunchbox is funny. No
right?
one else on the show is funny.
You are funny at times.
And so
did you say no one else on the show is funny? You're the only funny person in your mind?
I mean, I'm definitely the funniest by far.
But you're the only funny person.
I mean, sometimes you come in with some jokes that yeah. are funny. No one else is really funny.
So it's mostly 85% you.
This isn't being funny.
A little bit
right
you.
Now.
A little bit me.
Yeah, and then that's it.
That's it.
And
okay.
it falls off. I mean, who else would you say is funny?
Ray's hilarious.
I think it's a lot of funny people. Eddie's funny. Amy's funny. Everybody's got their own way to be funny.
I mean, Amy doesn't even mean to be funny, though. It's like, it's her mess ups that are
funny.
No. Like, when she can't speak, we make fun of her. Like, we're making
but
fun
you
of
her. Can't speak. You're a worse That's speaker than she is about words.
Don't know about that.
Okay. Anyway.
But I would say you can keep listening. I mean, if you like to laugh, I mean, if you want your kids to enjoy something, then you should keep watching that show.
Hang in there with us.
What that show.
Watching that show.
And I think that Amy has a point. In life, sometimes you got to turn the toilet.
Yeah.
That's life.
And that's dinner box.
And that's...
call me dinner bag.
Oh, dinner bag.
Is it dinner bag? Okay. Hang
you
with
call
us.
Me a turd in the toilet?
No, just in life. Sometimes you...
That's rude.
Hang with us. Thank you for the email. We understand, but we appreciate you staying with the show. We're trying to do more good than not, and we hope to be entertaining. And that's all. All right, close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Lunchbox had an anniversary today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It, and you didn't know it.
I had no idea. Happy 7 years to my wife.
Hey, what do you mean you didn't know?
I mean, I had no idea.
Didn't even know it was near?
No, I didn't even pay attention. I don't look at a calendar, guys. Like, who looks at a calendar nowadays? And I got a text from my father-in-law.
Every day, yeah. Yeah, every day.
Every day.
You guys look at a calendar every
yes,
single day?
Every single day.
And he was like, hey, happy anniversary. And I was like, oh, crap, anniversary.
Father-in-law?
Yeah, father-in-law was the first one to say happy anniversary. And so literally I texted my wife immediately. I was like, happy anniversary. And she texted me, happy anniversary. So my father-in-law set off the whole text chain of, like, happy anniversary. And so... Yeah, and then I had to look, and I wasn't sure if it was 6 or 7 years. It's been 7 years.
Does she not care that you don't care? Because if you both don't care, who cares?
Right.
If one of you care and the other one doesn't, that's where it becomes problematic.
No, I don't think she cares either. I mean, because every time when I don't do anything, like she said, I'm like, I don't have any plans. I texted her. I'm like, I didn't have anything planned for tonight. She's like, that's okay. So I assume she doesn't care either. So that's good.
Or... does she just not get her hopes up because mm-hmm. there's no need because they're constantly
right.
crashing down.
Expectations are...
That could be it, but I feel like anniversaries are just another way to get one person in the relationship in trouble. Because if one partner wants to be like, oh, so all about the anniversary, and the other one's not, it's like, well, I'm just waiting for that person to disappoint me. But why is it always the responsibility of the guy to do it? Why can't my wife plan it? If she's all into the anniversary, why don't she do it?
I think that's fine, too.
Yes, thank
you.
You
didn't even remember.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Literally had no idea.
Amy, your thoughts?
I just think in most relationships, both parties participate in the anniversary. Both parties like to show the other person, hey, this is cool. Look at where we are in our relationship. And go, you know, both parties recognize and take responsibility. It's not all on you, but you should at least, like,
no.
do something.
Not even just, no. You should at least know.
Yeah, like, so that's step one. No.
And it's
no.
That you forgot is understandable.
Right,
I think,
that happens.
But you going, I have no idea.
I mean, I had no idea we were even in the month of May.
Or that's, knowing where we are.
Like, really no clue. No clue we were halfway through the month of May.
Is that your argument with her? Maybe I had no idea.
And he's bringing it here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her.
Yeah, you're committed.
Literally texted her. I was like,
I thought it was January.
Said, didn't realize we were in the month of May. Didn't know
the
we were halfway through May.
The weather is like totally changed. Like, what month did you think it was?
Yeah, April.
Yeah.
He thought it was April. Okay.
Well, that's not that far off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's flying by. And
okay, you got to do something, though. So you got to scramble now.
Yeah, I have no present idea. Nothing. I mean,
ask your father-in-law what you should do.
I guess you just go to the grocery store and grab a bouquet of flowers.
That'll
right?
work, too.
Yeah.
Maybe get a babysitter, go to dinner or something?
Yes.
Ooh, boy, that's the last minute. I don't know if you can find a babysitter last minute.
7 years of marriage. What have you learned? Give me something.
I've learned that after 7 years of marriage, one person usually falls asleep on the couch a lot.
But, like, what advice would you pass on to me coming up to year one? Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about dates. Like, that's what I'm saying. I think that's the main thing is you get hung up on dates. Go out like in the middle of July and have a dinner. Don't wait till your anniversary.
Middle of July.
Well, I'm saying don't wait till it doesn't have to be your anniversary.
But no one's waiting. It's an extra.
Valentine's Day. It's a load of crap. You're wasting your money on Valentine's Day. Go the day before or day after and you get it half price.
Okay. I'm writing this down here.
It is. Okay, I'm seriously. Go to the store on Valentine's Day and try to get a dozen roses. $80. Go the day after, $12. It's unbelievable. Why are you going to pay the
$80? Why buy presents on Christmas? I mean, you know they're going to cost more.
I mean, it's just stupid. Like,
it when baby Jesus was 2 days old. It's cheaper.
Man, you ain't lying. I mean, it's just crazy. You go to dinner on a Valentine's Day, and it's like,
I agree with you on that point.
A set menu. It's $80 a person. Go the next night. Guess what? $12 a plate. Oh, what do you know? It's the same chicken.
That much cheaper? I don't think so.
Okay, so let me just, I need one more because compiling a book here.
Yeah.
Don't worry about dates.
Yeah.
The second one was what?
Valentine's Day, don't do it.
Okay, Valentine's Day. Okay, next. And give me one more.
Oh, go to dinner in June.
Yeah, don't wait. You don't have to do it on your anniversary.
Yeah, we got that one.
Then the last one would be you control the channel changer. That makes it. No.
Oh.
This is why. Because women are indecisive. And they, I don't know what I want to watch. And they flip the channel. And you waste 30 minutes. And they're not very good at it. They're not very good at fast forwarding and getting it to. Yeah. My wife is
only
terrible.
Only guys are good at it?
Yeah, my wife is terrible at it. Like, I try to give her the channel changer a couple times. And she like, we're not going to watch that part of the show. Oh, sorry. So you control the channel changer. And it'll cause less fights because you are more decisive. And you can pick the TV show.
Dates are stupid. No such thing as Valentine's Day. And she can't have her mom. Got it.
That's good.
Ready to go. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
And happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to your wife. Yeah. There you go. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A woman in Florida is sitting at a stoplight when she looks next to her and she sees her coworker in the car next to her. Only problem is the coworker is slumped over the wheel, passed out, and the car starts rolling through the intersection. And she's like, oh my gosh, she's going to get hit.
Like through the red light?
Through the red light. And so there's cars going, so the coworker jumps out and starts waving her arms so all the other cars stop saying, she needs help, she's passed out, she's passed out. And so other people jump out of their cars and they start running and they form a perimeter around the car until someone can break the window with a barbell and they get it to come to a stop. No one injured.
And nobody got hit by a car coming through the intersection.
Exactly. Because everybody surrounded it and all the other cars stopped. It is the craziest video you will ever see.
Well, I didn't believe it until you got in that voice. Yeah.
If you get this video, you're going to be like, wow, because she is like flailing her arms. Stop, everybody stop. And the car is running a red light. And so other cars are woo, woo, and they move out of the way. And it's amazing to see people in business suits, people in shorts, all people from all walks of life coming to the rescue.
Did they say what happened to her?
Just a medical episode.
Oh. So it could have been anything.
I don't know what that means. I figure that means a seizure or a...
Yeah.
Passed out is good.
The fact that that someone wasn't on their phone driving through that intersection didn't just clip somebody. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is a crazy part of the story, too. Not as crazy as saving her, and that's a great part of it. But everybody's just on their phone now. I'm surprised nobody got hit flying through the intersection.
They were all alert. Good.
Yeah, and props to everybody for jumping out of their car. You would think, who's this crazy woman running through the intersection? That's what I would think.
What would you have done?
I probably... either pulled out my phone.
Started filming.
Filming.
This would have been your video.
Or.
Oh, yeah. Would you have rather had the video?
That's a great question.
Or been like one of the people to help the main person. You wouldn't have been the main person, but would you?
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't because she's the main person. Would you have rather had the video that got put everywhere on the internet or just been someone and you could have been like, I was also in
there. So I'd been like a co-star. I would have been like an extra.
Well, you'd have been like a supporting actor.
I'd rather have it be my video. And I think that's also what I would do. Is wait till she stopped And then if the news cameras come, like, oh, man, guys, it was great. Like, we were out there. We were.
You would have taken
the credit.
Yeah, you just hijacked
because,
all that.
Because, yeah, this one says an unidentified woman. It doesn't say her name.
Mm-hmm. But so, you would have made sure that it would have been.
It had been my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like oh, that. Man, it was great. I was out there screaming, and I busted the window, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that also helped.
But you can't say busted. If you didn't bust the window, you can't lie.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can't because they probably see the video then.
Yeah, because you shot.
Your video.
Yeah, but let me tell you. If you get
then
a chance,
he has to hide his own video.
You got to go look at this video. It's bananas.
We'll put it up on our Facebook page. All right, good story. Saved your life. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, first question. Here you go.
Come on.
This movie premiered 16 years ago on Disney Channel and starred Vanessa Hudgens and Zac Efron. What was the name of that movie?
That movie was called High School Musical.
That's correct. Good job. Yeah. It's now time for Elder versus Millennial. It's Eddie, the oldest on our show.
43, I think.
Yeah, it starts
is that
to kind of
right?
slip away. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Versus Morgan, number two, the youngest on our show.
28 years old.
Answering trivia questions about each other's generation. Up first, he's the dad of four. The Hispanic who don't panic. He's a Raging Idiots guitar player and singer. And can crack a one-liner that makes me say, that's a humdinger. That's right, it's Producer Eddie, everybody. All right, Eddie, here we go.
Come on.
I'm going to play a couple hooks here. Candy and I Want to Be With You were hits for what pop artist? Here's Candy. And here is I Want to Be With You. Wow. Can you name that pop artist?
Gosh, I don't know.
These are questions that generally Morgan number two is going to know the answer to.
I mean, I feel like I've heard that song, I Want to Be With You. Give me Ashley Simpson.
Incorrect. Morgan, you can steal.
I don't know. Raven Simone?
Incorrect. No, the answer is Mandy Moore.
Wow, Mandy Moore.
Eddie. This word is used by millennials to describe when someone responds to an insult with attitude, sass, or shade.
Ooh.
This word is used by millennials to describe when someone responds to an insult with attitude, sass, or shade.
Gosh, I mean, all I know is sass.
Well, I said sass.
I know, and that's all I'm saying. It can't be that. And
who
that,
says sass like that?
Sass.
I feel like I've heard Morgan say that to me.
Ooh, Morgan,
sass.
Have you ever said that? Sass.
Sass. I call Eddie sassy a lot.
He does.
But like that?
But that's who sass. You are. Okay, go ahead.
What are the other ones? Sass and what?
Attitude, sass, or shade. When you respond to an insult with attitude, sass, or shade.
Throw in shade.
Is that your answer?
I mean, it's not because it's part of your question, but it is... I don't know why raunchy stuck in my head. That's not it. Let's say rough. Rough.
Okay, he says rough. That's incorrect. Morgan, can you steal?
I don't think I can, and I don't know if it's just how it's worded that it's confusing my mind.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Salty?
No, the answer is clapback.
Oh.
The word used by millennials to describe when someone responds to an insult.
Clapback.
With attitude, sass, or shade. All right, Eddie 1, Morgan 0. No
okay.
steals there, Morgan.
Dang,
let's introduce
good.
Eddie's competitor, Eddie's opponent. She runs all of our digital, born in the 90s. The Dewey Decimal System is one she can't comprehend, and she may be moving in soon with her boyfriend. It's Morgan! All right, Morgan, you got to get some of these right.
I know. I'm struggling.
Read my lips. No new taxes. Was a famous quote by which U.S. president? Here's a clip.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Wow. I'm assuming that has something to do with the Boston Tea Party, but I have no idea what that was.
They got audio from that.
I mean, listen, I don't know. No new taxes. But you know what, Eddie? You may have just helped me a little in saying there was not audio back then. Oh, man. No new taxes.
Need an answer, Morgan?
Bill Clinton.
Incorrect. That's George H.W. Bush. George
you
Bush
have
Senior.
Audio from the Boston Tea Party?
I don't.
No. Just a painting.
It's okay. She had taxes.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next question. Back in 1982, this artist bit the head off a bat during a concert in Des Moines, Iowa. Here's a clip of a song. What's the name of the artist?
Never heard that song in my life. But the only, like, I guess, crazy thing that has happened with a rock artist that I'm familiar with is Jared Leto, so that's the only guess I got.
That is incorrect. Eddie?
That's not Jared Leto. That's Ozzy. Did I say Osbourne?
You say both, yeah.
He Ozzy, bit Ozzy, a Osbourne. Bat's head off?
Yeah, man, he's crazy.
Finally, this TV show premiered 35 years ago in 1987 on NBC. It combined dramatic reenactments, interviews, and updates. Here is the theme song. Name that TV show, Morgan.
It included what? What all was included?
Dramatic reenactments, interviews, and updates to tell stories of true events from human to the supernatural.
It sounds like 60 Minutes, but I don't think that's what it is. But that's all I know, so 60 Minutes.
That is incorrect. Eddie.
Is that Unsolved Mysteries?
It is Unsolved Mysteries. Yeah. Eddie with a 4-0 win.
Yeah, it wasn't Morgan's day.
It wasn't Morgan's day.
You know, it just wasn't.
Eddie, big win. Nice Thank job, you, buddy. Nice job, buddy. There he is. Voicemail from Mariah in Dallas, Texas.
I was just listening to the post show from the other day, and you guys are talking about skydiving. And my husband and I are avid skydivers. I'm at about almost 500 jumps. He's at almost 900 jumps. And I can tell you that skydiving is really safe. They're hot dogs. Kill more people than skydiving does. So, Eddie, have fun and enjoy the jump. You know, they say that... Oh, just delete this. This is stupid.
She gave up on her call.
She did. She quit halfway through. What? But before she told us to give up on the voicemail...
That's funny.
That was good, Mariah.
I like that slogan.
So Eddie and Abby both said their bucket list is to go skydiving. The rest of us have done it. I hated it. It's stupid. But you have four kids, and you had to get permission from your wife.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, not yet.
You didn't ask.
I haven't asked yet.
Do you have to wait till like the time's right, or can you just go in today and be like, hey, can I go skydiving?
It's probably better just to ask it while she's like doing something, like in the middle of something.
Do not put it on me, though.
No, I won't.
Don't say, hey, it's for the show. Nope.
Okay.
Because I don't want her, who's friends with my wife, to be like, are they doing some sky?
Phrase it like, you know, I've always wanted to go skydiving.
Yeah, and say, hey, now there's an opportunity that Abby brought it up. She wanted to do it. I could do it with her.
I think we're okay because like a few months back, Scuba wanted me to go skydiving and she was cool with that then. You know, so she'll be fine.
Okay, let us know next week sometime.
You got it.
All right. Coming up in a second, we're going to do basically two lies and a truth. What'd you call your game here?
Two fake, one real.
Okay, so she's going to give us three statements. Two are fake, one's real. I spent all night thinking about this game.
Oh.
Because what the answer is that I am sure is the real one is so easy that it can't be real.
Oh.
She's going to give us three. Two of them are fake. One of them is real. It's about her life. We're going to figure it out next with Amy. And then we have a caller on who wants to know why Lunchbox is always upset us. Okay, we'll get to that, too. That's next. On the phone in Amarillo, Texas is Tiffany. Tiffany, thank you for calling the show. What do you want to say?
I have a question for Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Why are you always so angry at everything?
What have I been angry about? I don't think I've been angry at all.
Every little, sometimes in every segment, there always seems like you've something angry about with it.
I don't think so. I think sometimes I get frustrated or I'm shocked by things, and I think you're mistaking that like surprise feeling as anger.
Your surprise sounds angry.
Or maybe it's more saying. Like your passion sounds angry.
Yeah, maybe. I'm passionate about something. I don't know. Like, can you give me an example?
I agree. You do get upset about it.
Like, give me something that I got upset about in the last week.
Well, winning the lottery.
Here we go.
Anybody.
That is frustrating.
Anybody making more money than you in any way, shape,
anybody
or form.
Getting any sort of opportunity that has nothing to do with what you've tried, but they get an opportunity and you're like, oh, that's stupid. I didn't get it.
Yeah, that's frustrating because they weren't even trying to be an actor and they get it handed to them on a silver platter where I've been working my tail off.
You haven't. Not your tail. You've taken a few classes.
That's working my tail off. More work than she's put in.
Tiffany's already getting angry, so thank you for the call. We understand why you would say that, and we appreciate you listening.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Bye, Tiffany. Okay, we're going to play a game here. Amy sent me this. I don't know the answer to it. I've been very excited about this all night.
Oh, you're going to play too?
Well, because I run it through my head like 20 times. I don't know the answer. And it just seems like I will know the answer immediately, but if she pitched the game like this, it can't be as easy as it seems. So, the game is two fake and one real. Right, Amy?
Yep.
She has three things, and I'm going to let Amy say them, but she got three statements. Two of them are fake. One of them is real. We have to find the real one. Now, I don't know the answer. I think I know the answer, but then I'm like, that's too easy. That can't be the answer. Amy, let's go. Number one.
I saw a raccoon on a leash.
Okay. Like somebody walking a raccoon?
Yes. Okay. Like a pet. Sort of like I walk my cat.
You saw a raccoon on a leash.
A raccoon.
Okay. The next one.
I have been invited to be on a soap opera.
Interesting.
So Lauren Swickard, who, she's the writer-producer of the movie that I'm going to be in at Christmas time, and her husband is on General Hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's trying to sell that one too much.
Well,
no.
What do I sell about the raccoon other than the raccoon? The next one?
Well, I've told y'all my kids want a baby, and I carry my cat like a baby, and we're finally starting the process of adopting another baby.
And you have mentioned yourself that you wanted another baby. You have said that.
Yeah. Yes. And it just was like a matter of figuring out when the time is right.
Can we ask a question each? We get one question, period, about all three of them. You can ask any question you want. She'll answer it. You don't have to be honest. You can try to fool us. So if we say, why the raccoon? You'd be like, well, it was on 3rd Street. You can make up whatever. We're just, got it. Lunchbox, you get one question about these. Go ahead.
Okay. Where are you adopting a baby from?
It's domestic.
And if it's domestic, I guess you don't want to share with because it's a new...
Yeah, good call.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that... It's domestic. Because, I mean, my two adopted kids currently are from Haiti. And so we have considered that. But it's just difficult there right now. And... originally, our plan was to do domestic anyway.
Okay. Eddie?
Who was walking the raccoon?
A man.
Interesting.
That's the worst question I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know.
I already know which one is.
That's a terrible question.
I already know which one's real. Woman,
what do you think she was going to say?
A kid.
Thomas Rhett. I mean, what?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. John Hardy.
Yeah, like what?
Blake Shelton. That would have been believable.
All right. I mean, it's got to be the raccoon. I haven't asked my question yet, but it's so easy. I just don't think she would set us up for it to be a home run easy raccoon.
I agree.
I mean, are you ready for my answer?
No, because I haven't asked my question yet.
Oh, yeah, you have a question.
Hey, ask a good one.
Yeah. When you say you've been invited to be on a soap opera, like as what kind of role?
Cameo.
A cameo?
That would mean as yourself.
A cameo appearance.
So they want you as Amy,
the radio person? In the movie, I was invited to be myself. But this...
Got her. You nailed her.
No. In the movie, I was invited to be myself, but a cameo on this show would be... It's like a walk-on guest, like not a... What do they call it? Like a continued role?
Yeah.
It's just they need someone specific. And when they saw my acting at the movie... they thought, oh my gosh, she'd be perfect for this.
Bones, when they hear this clip, they know your acting's bad.
Bones can see right through you.
Wait, why?
He nailed you.
Okay, no, I just asked a question.
Actually, he didn't. I was just saying.
I just asked a question. Okay, Lunchbox, two are fake, one's real. Which one is real?
The real one is A, the raccoon, because I forgot all about this, but I was eating at a hamburger place. The guy had the raccoon there on the table. I have video.
What?
Yep, so I know it's the raccoon. I have video. I'll pull it up.
Then maybe you should have pulled yourself out of the competition if you literally saw the raccoon.
I totally forgot about it until you said that.
You saw a man with a raccoon.
No, I meant to send it in, and I totally forgot until you just said it right now.
How do you forget that?
Okay, Eddie.
Well, it's the raccoon, 100%.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You don't know
yes.
that.
You're not adopting a baby, and you're not acting in another movie.
If had seen a raccoon in their neighborhood, he should have taken himself out of the competition, for the record.
Well, I didn't know that was going to be part of the thing.
That's true.
Until she said it.
Wait, then you should have played it cool and been like, I'm going with the raccoon and not known why.
You dummy.
It's easily the raccoon now because he's seen the same raccoon in the neighborhood.
Saw the raccoon.
I'm going to go with the soap opera, though, just for the heck of it. All right. Amy.
I saw a man logging a raccoon. Right.
That's crazy, though.
But I honestly, I'm. It's kind of cool. Lunchbox has video because I thought nobody was going to believe me because I don't have proof. Because I did it. I was driving and didn't have time to take any video.
That sound is Lunchbox playing a video for some reason in the studio.
I'm showing. I'm just showing. So, you know, I'm not lying. It's at a restaurant and it's on the table.
You can turn the volume down.
Yeah, yeah, you can hit down.
Turn it up.
What restaurant?
A little hamburger place.
Okay.
You already said that.
Well, that's crazy, y'all. There's a man in town walking around with a raccoon.
That is pretty crazy.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
Like, I've never seen that in my life.
I mean, it's crazier that it was on a table in a restaurant, if I'm being honest.
So dirty.
I just thought there's no way y'all were going to believe me because I didn't have proof, so I thought it'd be fun to play a game.
Why did you pick two unbelievable, super unbelievable
super
things?
Super unbelievable.
I know it would have been like, today at 3, I'm dyeing my hair fully blonde.
No.
Like, things that actually can happen.
I actually could be adopting a baby
now. No, you're not right now.
But you're not.
They actually did tell me I did a good job at the acting thing to where maybe they consider me for other opportunities.
But you're not, so you can't argue. Okay.
But all that's believable.
You saw a raccoon. Hey, good for you.
And I apologize, Amy, that I should have stepped out. I just didn't. Like, once you said it, I was like, oh, my God, I forgot all about that video. And
I know the answer. I saw it, too.
He sends it in tomorrow.
Yeah. God, you'll never believe what I saw. But it's the guy's pet. It's literally his pet. And I talked to the server at the restaurant, and he comes in there at least once a week with the raccoon.
Thank you for the game.
It was a good game,
I like that. Next up, Lunchbox, you make one of these.
Okay.
You will never believe what I saw
at
a restaurant.
I saw a raccoon at a restaurant.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. Right. I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you do doop boop, ba doop boop, ba doop boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Here's a voicemail from Jasmine in New Mexico.
I was hoping you guys could bring some attention to all of the fires going down in New Mexico, all the wildfires. There's quite a few. Fun fact, mules can't reproduce. Bye.
Well, that was a curveball.
Wow.
What cats?
Mules
can't reproduce.
Oh, mules.
Yeah, it was, hey, would you please acknowledge the fires? Also, mules can't reproduce. Bye. Let me talk about the first thing first. In that, yes, and our station, Big Eye, in Albuquerque's, and we're doing some fundraising relief with them. I know Amy's sister on yesterday's show texted her, like, they're coming toward where she is in Pagosa Springs.
Yeah. Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
Yeah. So thinking about everybody out there, what we can do to help, we will. And then mules can't reproduce. Do you know why?
No.
Because I believe they are, I looked this up, Mike. I believe they are a hybrid themselves.
Horse and mule.
No, they are a
horse
mule.
And donkey.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
But the actual mule breed can't.
But what if a...
Huh.
But if a mule mates with a mule, they
don't
can't make a mule?
No, because not double mule? I don't think so. Let me just go from growing up around mules. It's weird to say over and over again. I believe that there is like an extra chromosome. It's not always the case, but I believe most of the time there's like an extra chromosome that sterilizes them or something that sterilizes them.
Wow.
And so they're not, for the most part, able to continue muling.
But we can always get them by mating horses and donkeys.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm not an expert.
Just bring
that's
down.
I'm sure someone will correct me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's semi-accurate. Here's Sydney from Mississippi.
I was just listening to the podcast with Craig Morgan, and I have to make an amazing observation, is that I have noticed Bobby saying I love you to so many people. Like you said, love you to Craig Morgan. At the end of that interview, and I just thought, you know, that's amazing. You can just see Bobby growing, especially since marrying Caitlin and their journey. So that's awesome, Bobby. Keep saying I love you, because I know you have lots of people in your life who love you too. So thanks for the show. Talk to y'all later.
Appreciate the call. I do think it was, it's like a ribbon cutting. Once it's cut, you're free to go. I'd never said I love you to anybody.
You told Craig Morgan that you loved him?
Yeah, I love that dude. Yeah, for sure.
Didn't hear that.
I wasn't like,
I love you. He's like, oh, thanks, Bobby.
I love Craig Morgan. We've been able to spend time together outside of the show. Like, legit, dude. Like, has done it all. Has been a cop. Was in the military for a long time. Country music singer. Gives back. Opry member. Like, just so fun. He invites me to go do stupid stuff. I'm not going to Alaska in the winter. You're out of your mind. But love him. Love him. Love him. All right, give me one more, Ray. This is Miranda in Arkansas.
Hey, y'all, I have a morning corny. What do you get when you pick a pig's nose? Ham boogies. I know, it's not funny.
Ham boogies,
I like it.
All right, have a good day. We'll pick Suey.
Appreciate that.
We'll pick.
That's the deal. You want to call us, leave us a voicemail? 877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's this mom. She's 29 years old. And she has a 1-year-old son. And she's been putting temporary tattoos all over his body since he was 6 months old.
Let me think about this.
Like neck, arms, legs, all over. She has tattoos all over her body. And she just wants him to match her vibe.
From what I know about temporary tattoos, they aren't painful. I've put them on myself.
Right.
Yeah.
I, from what I've seen, they haven't been proven to be toxic to the level they would make anyone sick.
Right.
it's not illegal. So why are people upset with her?
She's got a social media following. She's put some stuff on TikTok, and she's just getting a lot of heat and shame from other parents that disagree with her decision to temporarily tat up her child. Gosh.
I'm looking at her. She's fully tatted. Her, it looks like every inch of her body's tatted.
Really?
Yeah. Right, Mike? Yeah. And so she's kind of, not his face, but she's done a lot of tattoos on her kid. I don't have a problem with it. And I'm always going to, when I don't know, I'm not going to shame a parent. When I don't know. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know anything. So I just trying to stay out of the shame game completely.
Yep.
So I'm okay with it. I actually don't care, but she's not hurting anybody. So I'm okay with it.
Right. Which was sort of my point in bringing it up. It's like all of these parents that are shaming her for this, like stay in your own lane, focus on raising your kids and don't worry about what she's doing because she's not doing anything to harm him. Is it different than what you do? Yes. But
you're probably a bad parent too.
Nobody's getting hurt. All right. So Johnny Cash is from Kingsland, Arkansas, a tiny town with a population of under 500 people. And in town, they have this huge water tower. Well, they decided as a tribute to Johnny Cash, they would put his silhouette on the tower.
Yeah. It's like him standing up with the, holding a little red guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So awesome. You know, that's Johnny Cash up there. Well, someone with, a gun and some really good aim shot a hole into the water tower.
It was
right,
Wiener. Yeah, Wiener.
Right where he would pee. So now water is sprouting out of the water tower, and it does look hilarious, like he's peeing. However, this is causing a lot of issues in town. They're losing $200 a day in water that the town is, and it's going to cost $5,000 to repair the leak. Anyway, they don't know for sure who did it yet. They have leads, but this person is facing a felony charge once they're caught.
Here's what I would do if I was this town, because yes, $200 a day, I get it. They could make some sort of merch shirt from this and make quadruple the money back.
Totally.
I don't know why they're not taking advantage of that, because this is a big story now. But yes, whomever you are who did this, you're in trouble.
Doesn't the whole town know who it is?
Urine.
Oh, urine.
You missed it. That was funny.
Dang it, Bones. That's good.
The only one who got me. That was, Joe was so dumb. That joke was so dumb.
That was so great.
Because I was like, yeah, you are in trouble.
Yeah, you're double. You're in trouble.
But you're in trouble. Luke Combs is offering up advice to college graduates. So here you go.
Do what you want to do, whether that's using the degree you just got in your hand or not. You going and doing what you want to do and being happy and feeling fulfilled is the most important thing.
I feel like he was just put on the spot when he was answered that one. Like, what do you say to grads? I feel
you
like
be you.
He says some pretty, at times, profound things, especially for someone who grew up like we all did, that I don't feel like that's an accurate representation of how he feels.
Yeah.
Do what you do. All right, Luke, next question. What'd you have for breakfast this morning? I feel like it was like in the middle of some interview where he was like, I don't know. My advice for graduates, kind of like Luke's, do what you want to do, you know?
No, but you actually had, like, when you got your honorary doctorate, like, you prepared your speech for undergraduates. Mm-hmm. But then you ended up not even speaking to them, really.
Had to pivot. And that's life, baby. Success is not a straight line.
No, nice.
It isn't. And everybody's, everybody's idea of success is different. And everybody's way to get there is different, meaning the way they got there or the length of time that it took them to get there. So when you start comparing yourself to anybody for any reason whatsoever, that is poison in your system. That will not allow a win. Any comparison whatsoever with folks, you're only doing it because they have a lot. You never go, well, that person sucks. Let me compare myself to them. If so, you'd feel great. I'd encourage more of that. But what we do in comparison, we always find people that have something that we wish we had. And we're like, well, they have this. That's poison. I mean, you're eating it. So I would say understand that everybody's got a different path. We all take different paths. Success is not a straight line. And everybody's vision of success is different. My vision of success professionally is to do what fulfills me. Performing. Money was never part of my success plan. It was, I just want to go to work, not hate my job, make people laugh. I want to write. I want to tell jokes. And I get to do that, and I'm very fulfilled because of that. Now, if I made no money or a lot of money, that's okay. I would still do it. That's how I know that I'm supposed to be doing this. Now, if we go to somebody like Lunchbox, what would fulfill you? What is your vision of success?
Chase that money.
Chase that money, right.
Chase the paper.
And you can never chase, you'll never catch money.
No.
Oh, yeah, you will.
No, no, but you'll you would never make enough to where you're like, I did it.
But look, if they offer you a job, your dream job, and you're making $20,000 a year, or they offer you a job across the street where it's $100,000 a year, guess where you need to go? $100,000 a year.
But I don't think the same job's offering those two things.
No, no, two different jobs. Dream job.
No, but I'm saying
random job.
Whatever. Anyway, that's what I'm going to say. We put up some hoodies and they sold out like in 20 minutes. We'll do some more probably in a week or two. But there you go. I like that. Luke Combs, if we brought him in, he'd probably give a different answer.
More prepared.
Yes. But that's what I would say. Do not compare yourself to other folks. Success is not a straight line. And also, don't quit. We can take a break, but don't quit. If you don't quit, it ain't over. All right. There you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Carl Garrison, 96 years old, built his home in Shoreline, Washington almost 40 years ago. But over the years, his veteran's health has declined. And as he's gotten older, he hasn't been able to maintain the house and especially the yard. So there are code violations in the city of North Seattle. And they're stacking up. And there are fines stacking up. That's when Jason Kirk came in. Jason's manager of a Seattle Home Depot and a fellow veteran, and he stepped in to help. Now, under his direction, with the help from the Home Depot Foundation, West Carroll, Washington, and dozens of volunteers, everything was made. The repairs were made. The cleanup was made. And so Carl's home is completely up to code now as of this past weekend. Here's what workers did. They cleaned up the yard. They put in new plants and mulch. They built a ramp so he could more easily make it inside his own home and to his second story with his walker. And so he was amazed. And this is Carl.
I'm just totally awed. I can't believe it's happening to me. I mean, I feel like I'm just a guy.
That's an awesome story. And an awesome clip. And by the way, Carl's 96. That's amazing, too.
Yeah.
And so that is somebody looking out for our veterans. As a matter of fact, it's a veteran looking out for other veterans.
So cool.
That is a great story. Glad we could share it. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, Lunchbox, what's going on over at your house?
Well, my wife's been bugging me. Oh, it's starting to feel like summer. We need to get some patio furniture. The kids are going to be outside. We need somewhere to sit. And I've never had patio furniture in my life. And so I went to Home Depot, got me patio furniture. And, I mean, unlike that veteran, they didn't give it to me for free, though.
Oh, that's funny.
No, I don't think they were going. This isn't a... Okay, go ahead.
And then, oh, my wife's like, oh, you know what? We need to beauty up the yard. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? She's like, I want you to plant flowers. So guess what? We went to the garden section. We got some mulch, got some flowers. I mean, earth grow mulch, supposed to be some good stuff, make the flowers grow nice and beautiful. So, I mean, the backyard's looking nice with some patio furniture. Now I got to get a grill. And, I mean, Memorial Day should be a lot of fun over at my house.
Sounds like Home Depot did you guys up.
They did a great job. I mean, it feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are,
mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.